Kena 16 tells the classic Tisha B'Av story of Titus, the evil son of the Roman emperor, the general Titus, who comes in at the height, the depths of the Churban, does terribly egregious, despicable acts of disgrace to the Beis HaMikdash, to Sifrei Torah, to the Heichal Hashem. And to top it all off, based on the Gemara and Gittin and Daf Nun Vav, he takes out his sword and he stabs the Peroches. And a miracle described in the Gemara and in this Kina, the Peroches starts to bleed profusely, giving Titus the impression that he has somehow, chas v'shalom, killed Hashem. Difficult words even to say. What a strange miracle for Hashem to go out of his way to change nature, to give off the impression, again, hard words to say, to make Titus think that he had killed Hashem. But the story continues in Maseches Yuma and Daf Nun Zayin. Generations later, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, one of the later Tanaim, says he was in Rome. He was having a look around the storehouse of all the things that Titus had stolen away from the Beis HaMikdash, featured on the Arch of Titus. And Rabbi Lazar says he saw this Peroches, he saw the Peroches that was in the Beis HaMikdash, separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadashim. And he saw it. And he saw it covered in blood. But you know what he says? Why is it in Maseches Yuma? Because the Gemara has to debate during Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle blood, would he sprinkle it on the Peroches or just toward the Peroches, not necessarily hitting it? And Rabbi Lazar says, you know, I saw that Peroches and it was covered in blood. That must mean during Yom Kippur, they actually sprinkled on the Peroches. That's what it means? What happened to Maseches Gittin? Did he not realize when Titus stabbed the Peroches, it bled? How in the world does that prove that during Yom Kippur, all the 420 years, that they were sprinkling on the Peroches? We know where that blood is from. It's Hashem's blood. Why did he think he had a proof about the laws of Yom Kippur? Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal asked that question, and his answer is absolutely phenomenal and very heart-wrenching. He says, yes, the blood came when Titus stabbed the Peroches, and Hashem's blood, air quotes, Hashem's blood poured out. But where do you think that blood originally came from? Does God have a body? Does he have blood? What makes that Hashem's blood? Rabbi Lazar reasoned it must have been all the blood over all the years that was sprinkled during the Yom Kippur service. It was miraculously absorbed into the Peroches to keep the floor clean, to show he was accepting our blood, accepting our offerings, giving us atonement. But you know, it's possible for all those 400 plus years, the people felt that their offerings weren't accepted. They didn't feel that closeness with Hashem. In their eyes, kiviyachol, Hashem was dead. The Jewish people didn't feel that connection. Because if they did, how could they have sinned? They didn't really feel that connection. They were sprinkling the blood, but it just got absorbed. Where is Hashem? Where is our avoda? Where is our kapara? Why is it not working? And when Titus comes and he stabs the Peroches, all that blood comes out. All that blood, all the years, all the centuries of service, all the years of sacrifice, all the years of kapara, Hashem says, I was listening. I was taking your blood. I was taking your kapara. It's you who's dead. You're not paying attention. You're not looking out carefully. You don't feel me, not because I'm not here, because you're not here. And now you know what? I'll make this miracle. It's like I'm dead. Chas v'shalom. It's like I'm dead. Is that what you want? You want to feel that way? Perhaps this kina is an opportunity for us right now to lament all the times in our avodas Hashem where it feels like not clicking. My davening doesn't work. My learning doesn't work. My mitzvos don't feel like anything meaningful. Where is the blood going? Where is Hashem? I don't see him. I don't feel him. Maybe kiviyachol Hashem is missing. No. Where's our blood? We're missing. Hashem is missing right now, in a sense. The Shekhinah is not palpable. It's not among us right now. Something for us to lament if we think and read this kina, read the words, read the story. What does it mean to live without Hashem, the living God amongst us? To wake ourselves up. If we ever feel dead in Avodas Hashem, it's us. We have to wake ourselves up.